Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Danny Wallace enlisted in the Army as an infantryman and served for a total of 20 years, holding a number of positions and ranks from rifleman to company first sergeant. During a tour in Iraq, a car bomb attack left him totally blind. After multiple surgeries, he was still blind in one eye but had limited vision in the other. After a long period of isolation, he found out about the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. Soon after that, BVA invited him to participate in its Operation Peer Support Initiative. This connects combat blinded veterans of earlier conflicts with those who have been blinded in Iraq or Afghanistan. Wallace now serves as a BVA peer mentor for newly blinded veterans. While his eyesight has begun to decline, he is once again a sergeant. Early in 2014, he was selected as the Sergeant-at-Arms for the Blinded Veterans Association. Founded in 1945 by a group of combat-blinded veterans of World War II, BVA was and is the only veterans organization exclusively dedicated to serving America's blind and visually impaired veterans. For further information, visit bva.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
there's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Love to hear from you. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And for those folks who are listening for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're heard all over the country. This is not a podcast. We're on the radio. Right now, I understand there's somebody that wants to try to trip me up. Well, that's easy to do. He's calling in from South Florida, Oakland, Florida. His name is Sonny. Sonny, are you there?
The full name is actually Sonny Doo-Wop.
Sonny Doo-Wop. Okay. All right. So you're talking about, you want to give me trivia. What years are we talking about? Anything after 64, I don't know. So it has to be between 56 to... To 64.
No, this is a food trivia.
Hey, Sonny, do me a favor. I need you to go to another room, or I need you to turn
I figured that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in another room. All right, ready for the trivia question?
Okay.
Okay, a hamburger with a glazed donut as the bun is named for which singer? 1, Nat King Cole. 2, Luther Vandross. 3, Aretha Franklin. Or 4, Elvis Presley.
Okay, now that's too easy. That is too easy.
Okay, what's the answer, Big Mike?
I thought it was going to be a doo-wop question. I was waiting for a song.
No.
Answer his question.
I'm thinking. I don't know.
Come on, Mike. You got this one, Mike.
I got it. How do I know?
You get
a donut that's glazed. You said
a hamburger.
Yeah.
That was a glazed donut. Is known for this type of singer. A.
Hamburger inside the donut.
Can you give that?
The only one I'm thinking about is Elvis Presley, but that's no idea. No idea. I'm guessing. I hate to guess. So what's the answer, Sonny?
The answer is a Luther burger or donut burger is a hamburger with a glazed donut in place of the bun.
Luther Vandross.
Yes. The late.
Okay.
The late
not,
Luther
did
Vandross.
Did not know that. Yes. Luther Vandross. Okay.
Here and
you want
now.
Another one? Would you like another one?
Yeah, but give me a song. Give me a song. Don't give me donuts or hamburgers.
Wait. Oh, a song. Okay. What? Ask me, what is the name of my favorite song?
What's the name of your favorite song?
Ask me.
What's the name of your favorite song?
Thank you. It's called If the Mattress Breaks, I'll Meet You in the Spring.
Okay.
We have a comedian down there in South Florida.
If the matches break,
you know,
I'll meet
you know Frankenstein the monster?
The monster mash.
You know Frankenstein the monster?
I know that. I know the monster mash.
I want to know.
No, not the monster mash. That's a dance. No, do you know Frankenstein the monster? Say yes.
What? Yes, okay.
Say yes. Do you know why he never had any children?
No.
Because his nuts
this is
went
a family
neck.
Show.
It's a family show. Don't forget.
Yeah, that was kosher.
Family show.
That was kosher.
Wait, you said okay. Wait, say it one more time. He never had any children because his mother was a man, wasn't it?
His mother was a man. What?
Frankenstein's mother. He didn't really have a mother. He had a man as a mother, if anything.
Well, the man was Dr. Frankenstein, right? You're right. There you go. by the way,
well,
years ago,
calling you. Okay.
Yeah, years ago, there was a gentleman who followed the doo-wop circuit, and his nickname was Blind Mike. Do you know of him?
No.
Okay.
I've never been known as Blind Mike, so not me.
Okay, another fine gentleman. Well, thank you. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
We've been following his show for years on WFTL, and if they call me Blind Mike, I don't know of it, but we've been on WFTL for a few years, following
another fine gentleman.
Okay, don't know him.
Hey,
okay,
Sonny,
thank you.
Hey, thank
be
you,
well.
Sonny. I'm gonna
Stay
have to
safe.
Use that Frankenstein one. I like that one. That's funny.
Okay. Good night, and God bless all of you on the station.
You stay well. Thank you, Sonny, calling in.
You too. Right. Bye-bye.
That's Sonny from Oakland, Florida, trying to give me some trivia. Okay.
That was Sonny. No, that was Sonny Doo-Wop. Sonny Doo-Wop.
What?
That was Sonny Doo-Wop.
Sonny Doo-Wop. I know about Doo-Wop, but I don't know about hamburgers and glazed hamburgers and donuts.
What about, yeah. But you know about, you know about chicken nuggets.
Well, yeah, but see, the difference, I'm a diabetic, and I can't have glazed donuts anyway. If I was going to have a glazed donut, the only one I'm going to have is my favorite. You know who's my favorite glazed donuts of all?
The Long John.
No, I'm serious now. You know who's got the best glazed donuts? Hands down.
Yep.
Hands down. There's nobody to compete with them. Hands down.
Who is that?
Krispy Kreme.
That's yeah, right, Krispy Kreme. You got it.
No.
You got it. Krispy Kreme got the best. Krispy Kreme got the best donut. By far, best jelly glazed donuts and also glazed. Matter of fact, the day that I found out I was a diabetic,
yeah.
My doctor called me with my news about my numbers that I had. He said, what did you have for lunch? I said, I had Krispy Kreme donut and I had a milk chocolate egg cream. And he says to me, you had a chocolate ice cream soda, yeah? And a glazed donut, yeah, but it was from. And I said, it was from the best and one, the only one for Krispy Kreme. He said, you're going to kill yourself. I said, how's that? He said, because your numbers are so bad, you can't eat Krispy Kreme anymore. You can't have chocolate ice cream sodas anymore. You are finished. I said, oh, come on. He said, I'm telling you, you keep on doing that. You're a diabetic. You can't do that anymore. I said, I'm a diabetic. He said, yeah, that's the news he brought to me about maybe 14, 15 years ago that I was a diabetic. Yep. That's
they
it.
Told me I was borderline diabetic. I asked them what's borderline. I said, well, today you are, tomorrow you may not be.
We have a caller on that sweet note. We have a caller from Orlando. Her name is Miss Ann.
Miss Ann, are you there, Miss Ann?
Hi, yes.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Miss Ann, can you turn your radio down for me?
Miss Ann.
I want to share a little joke with you.
Well, hold on, Miss
Ann.
Okay,
we're listening. We're listening.
Wait, hold on, Miss Ann. Can you turn your radio down for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
We sure could use some jokes.
We could use some jokes. We'd like to have you jokes.
Our guest caller's on the line.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Okay. There was three guys, a rabbit, a turtle, and a buzzard, and they decided they wanted to build this mansion. When they got finished building the mansion, they said, wow, it's a beautiful mansion, but we need some flowers around it. So the rabbit said, no, the turtle said, I ain't going to get it. And the buzzard said, me neither. So the rabbit said, oh, I'll go get it, fertilizer, manure, whatever. And so when he got back, knocked on the door, this refined butler answered the door. Good evening. And the rabbit said, where the buzzard at? Mr. Bazaard is out at the well. No, Mr. Bazaard is out in the yard. So, well, where the turtle at? Mr. Tittle is out at the well. Well, you go tell him Mr. Rabbit is back with the... Got it.
You, Dan.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, Ann, do you listen every weekend?
We love you calling in. You listen all the time? I mean, the first time we heard
it. Yes. Well, not this time of day. I normally just listen to the gospel segment, you know.
Uh-huh.
During the church going to church and during the day. Yeah. But I haven't been listening. I'm sorry.
And if you have a computer, you can always go on our website and...
Yeah, the shows, we archive all our shows. We've been on for 5 years, and all the shows are archived. Oh, yes. Yeah. So you go to our website.
Give
you
it
can
a
hear
website.
Our, just go to Blind and, don't forget the A&D, and Blind and Beyond. radioshow.org. And you go to the website, you pull up any show you want. They're all there. They're all there.
Well, we have to go, Ann. We have to go to break. But thank you for calling in. And thank you for the funny joke.
Yeah. If you go to our website tomorrow, you can listen to the show, knowing the joke. We archive the show.
Thank you very much, Ann. What is the website again? Blind and Beyond.
Don't forget, A-N-D, Blind and Beyond Radioshow.org. Blind and Beyond Radioshow.org.
And you'll go to the shows that start, I believe it's July 5th, 2020, and all those shows on that page. You'll scroll down to tonight's date.
Scroll down by the date.
All right, so we're going to go to break.
You can hear yourself. Of course you can hear yourself. On the show, yeah, you listen to it. We record you. That's now. You're recorded.
All right, great.
You'll be on there for years now. Yeah.
Thank you, and I want you guys to help me with the publication of my book, my poetry book.
Okay. Well, call us some other time. We'd love to hear from you.
I will.
Call back.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
That's Ann.
Thank you. Yes.
That's Ann from Orlando. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be back with our guest. Listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And this is your host, Michael. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. It's a short break. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live, and I mean really live, in Orlando. We're live from the Spectrum's Power Studios. That's right. Our studios are powered by Spectrum. And this is your host, Michael. I hope you can hear me. I hope you've been listening to the show. I hope you can call into the show. The phone number to call into the show is 407-416. No, it's not. No, I go. screwed up. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're on. You are on, Lynn.
Yeah, because I can pronounce his last name. That's why.
That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible, Lynn.
That's terrible? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lynn. Shame on you.
Well,
Lynn.
We would like to welcome back Peter Cucciavi. And Peter is the senior manager at Spectrum Accessibility Office.
Peter Cucciavi.
Cucciavi.
Cucciavi. I said it right.
You got it.
I said it right.
Well, to introduce him then.
Good job.
And Peter is back on the grid, so we're happy to have him. He's in the world with the internet and Wi-Fi and the phones again.
I'm back with the people. Thank
You're
you.
Back with the real people.
Yeah. Right. No more camping trips for a while?
Not until Saturday. I'll leave on Saturday for a couple of weeks, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, wow. Another one off the grid?
Partially, but... probably a lot on the grid too. Yeah, wild cows confronted.
Wild cows. Wow. All righty. So, for those who don't know, Peter is the senior manager at the Spectrum Accessibility Office. And why don't you fill people in, Peter, on what a Spectrum has to offer for the blind and visually impaired, for those who have not heard it before?
Yeah, sure. Well, I want to start by just acknowledging the 30-year anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is today. And I think that it's important today to acknowledge what the ADA has done for people with disabilities, the equality that it's helped bring in the workplace and physical spaces. But it's also important to acknowledge that we still have quite the road ahead for equality and accessibility, especially now as we're in the digital space a lot. And so we're working on it together, and Spectrum is certainly working hard to make sure that anything that we put out to our customers, service-wise or product-wise, has accessibility in mind. So we've talked before about the Spectrum lineup of products like Spectrum Guide with guide narration. That's your set-top box that, of course, with Spectrum talks to you. So if you've got Spectrum and your box isn't talking to you, then you can give us a call and we can either help you get that turned on or switch your box for free to a newer box that does have that capability. And I'm going to go ahead and inject a phone number here that you can call in, and we'll repeat it at the end. But it's the phone number for our disability support group or customer service group that supports accessibility. That phone number is 1-844-762-1301. Again, you want to call this number if you need any kind of help with accessibility on your set-top box or have other accessibility questions about your products or services. That's 1-844-762-1301. 1301. Now, what we're talking a lot about right now is our newest app. It's a phone app, and it's called Spectrum Access. And what Spectrum Access does is it allows you to watch the movies and shows that you like with added audio description. We're adding a lot of content in there right now. We'll be adding content through the remainder of the year. And we're adding shows to that lineup. So you saw a lot of movies on there if you're already using the app, but there's a lot of shows that are going to be added starting this week, I think, actually. So you can start seeing some of your favorite episodes on there as well. And that's Spectrum Access. And if you've got an iPhone, just go to the iOS App Store there and type in Spectrum Access, and it'll pop up with a subtitle as an enablement technology. Just give that a download, and it's really easy. There's no sign-in. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer. Once you're in the application, you can search for the movie or show that you want. And if it's in there, you can synchronize it with what you're watching on TV. So let me tell you how it works. Let's say you're watching a movie. So just this last weekend, I decided to watch Ray, the movie about Ray Charles. And, of course, I downloaded it on iTunes on my Apple TV, but it didn't have audio description. So I opened up the application. I found Ray and Spectrum Access. I downloaded the track. And then what I did is I played the movie on my TV. I tapped the sync button in the middle of my screen. And I pointed my phone toward the TV. It identified where I was in the movie and synchronized the audio description to that point. And there I was. I popped in an earbud in my ear, and I had audio description coming in one ear and the movie surrounding me. And it was great. So I recommend it if you're watching a lot of movies and you're finding that you don't have the audio description, give the app a download. It's totally free. See how it works for you.
Peter, we have a couple of callers for you. Would you like to go on more about the accessibility or take the callers and then go
back? No, I think it's a great time. Let's take the callers.
Okay. Well, we have
Shirley from Ohio.
Yes, Shirley, we'd like you to just ask the question.
Shirley from Ohio could ask the question.
Chance to call in. And then we have Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida, that
okay.
has a question.
So Shirley from Ohio, you're on first.
Okay. I wanted to make one quick comment, and then I had a question. I really would like to thank you very, very much for the newest feature on my Spectrum cable. We got up one day recently, and a phone call came in, and to our surprise and delight, we had talking caller ID coming through the coming from the cable box to the TV.
Well, that's nice.
And that is just wonderful. I'd really like to thank you for that. The only other thing I was going to ask, if there might be a possibility on the narration guide type thing, if you might think at all about putting in a way for us to control the volume on that separately, because a lot of times when we have the TV on, if we get the TV to a level that we want it to be for the volume control, and then the, you know, we hit the button to hear the guide narration, it comes through quite a bit louder, and it would be nice to be able to control that so we didn't have to go up and down. Pardon?
Thank you, Shirley. That's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. That's certainly something that we can consider. I think that our developers are already looking into the possibility of adjusting the volume and speed. And so that's probably
that would be wonderful too.
Something that we're looking forward to in the next version of guide narration. So it's
okay.
on our agenda, but I'll write down your comments as support of that.
Thank you very
okay.
much, Shirley.
Thank
Shirley
you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Shirley.
Thank you.
Let's take Debbie from St. Pete.
Debbie from St. Pete, Florida. Debbie, you there?
Hi, Lynn and
Hi,
Chris and Michael and Peter.
Hi,
this is Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida in Pinellas County. And my husband and I are both totally blind and both Spectrum customers. And I want to give praise to your Accessibility Center of Excellence. and in particular your colleague Megan. We were having an issue here where one of our local TV stations, they were passing through the audio description or DVS, but we were not receiving it. And so Megan got with the engineers and they really did some thorough testing. I gave her a lot of feedback. I sent her logs every week as to what was supposed to have audio description but wasn't coming through. And after testing of different boxes, I don't know what the technicalities are, but a couple weeks ago, we did have audio description on that particular station, and I was so thrilled. And she was so great at keeping in touch with me and letting me know every step of the way what was going on. So I just wanted to publicly thank you guys for that.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you so much. That's really good feedback, and I'll make sure to pass that along to Megan as well.
Thank you, Debbie.
And for the listeners, what Debbie's referring to is I gave you all the phone number for the customer support line that you can call if you've got questions about accessibility. But in some cases, if you're not able to get the answers you need there or some part of your accessibility is glitching up and you're having trouble, you can email us at accessibility@charter.com, and our team will make sure that we get the right agents on the mission to help you figure that out. I would say to save yourself some time, you want to call that number first, but you can always email us at accessibility@charter.com, and Megan Rast, who Debbie's referring to, manages that inbox and is very supportive.
Peter, to talk wonderful. A little bit about last month, some people were inquiring about the installers. They would call and how important it is to ask for the correct department, and then you'll get the free professional installation.
Perfect. Thank you, Lynn. Yes. So when you call that number, and I'll go ahead and take the opportunity right now to go ahead and repeat it. It's 1-844-762-1301. When you call that number, what you want to make sure you do is identify yourself as blind or visually impaired. It helps the agent know how to qualify the call or the support that they give to you on the phone. And if it comes down to the fact that you need a truck roll or a field agent to come out to your home to help with an install or a box, you want to ask the agent on the phone to hook you up with a tier 3 agent. That's a supervisor level agent. These agents know accessibility well. Sometimes the newer agents are still filtering through a lot of training, and there's a lot to remember. And in order for you to have the experience that is going to be best, let them know that you're blind or visually impaired. And if they tell you that you need a truck rolled out to your home for support, ask them if it can be a tier 3 agent. That way you get a professional that understands accessibility well and can help you turn on guide narration or support you with any other accessibility features.
Anybody else has any questions?
If you have any questions, please call in right now if you want to speak to Mr. Spectrum.
So the interesting thing is, you know, we've got, I think, over 400 movies in there now. We've got several hundred more movies that are probably going to end up in that library before the end of the year, and a ton of new shows as well. And we've got some other projects that we're working on. Innovation is a really big priority right now for our team, and we've devoted resource allocation to that, and we feel really excited about what we've got coming up ahead of us, too. Obviously, we don't want to preemptively talk about some of the things that may change or shift, but I'm really looking forward to coming back and sharing some more information as we move forward about the projects that we're working on and how we're thinking about accessibility in every way.
You really want to ask Peter any questions about Spectrum? Now's the time to call. Peter?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can now.
Okay. So tell us more, Peter. I'm learning so much about Spectrum. Tell us more about Spectrum.
You know, what's worth mentioning is we've just had a new hire on our team, and it happens to be our new vice president of accessibility. His name is Steve Raymond, and Steve comes to us with a really long background. We're talking decades. I hope I'm not aging Steve here on the radio, but it's a wealth of experience in the telecommunications industry. But Steve also has a strong background and leadership in Adaptive Spirit, which is a fundraising organization for the Paralympics, as well as a lot of experience with the U.S. Paralympics. So Steve had a friend that lost a lot of his mobility during a ski accident, and they worked together to come up with a solution after his friend went back in and became a Paralympic competitive athlete. And the funding was starting to dry out in that area. And so back in 95, they established an organization to help raise money with telecommunications companies to support the Paralympic skiers, cross-country, and snowboarders. And I've had an opportunity to go out there. They have an annual meet each year, and I had a chance to go out there last year, and it's just a phenomenal group of people really passionate about promoting adaptive sports, and particularly in the snow sports. And it was just so great to see, and I got a chance to meet a lot of athletes who are blind or paraplegic that were using these adaptive methods to compete for gold. And so it's just a really incredible rich history that Steve brings to us, and passion. So we're really looking forward to what this means in terms of repositioning our team in the industry.
Well, thank you for sharing.
We're going to go to break. Peter, thank you very much for coming on and telling us all this great stuff from Spectrum.
Can't wait to hear more. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we'll have you back next month. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
Spectrum,
bye-bye,
be on the air. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be right back for our next video. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mike, Lynn.
You there?
You there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Good. Okay, we're on the same page.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Charles, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Lynn, you there? Lee, you there?
Lynn ran away.
You, are you there? You, me, the, Lee, we all here.
Boy, do you mean there's more than one of you?
Well, it's just me and you.
You and me.
No,
I'm
me and you.
Lynn, come.
It's me and you.
Hello?
And Lee.
You can tell Lynn is not on the mic.
Right, not at all.
Leave it on. Okay, he's back on. Maybe he was pushing the mute button.
I was pushing the button.
Aye.
Oh, Mike, you mute.
Are you there?
Mike, you hitting buttons over there, Mike?
Okay, here we go.
Mike, you're not allowed to hit any buttons, Mike.
Lynn, are we on the air? Can you hear me?
No, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Michael. Okay. We are on the air.
Yeah, okay, who's on first? Okay, anyway, hey, folks, just want to tell you something. The song we're going to play now, if you ask how come we're playing so long, Lynn and I picked the song out together. This is a great song with Charles, the Reverend Charles Brooks was talking about. Listen to the words of the song. This is a great song. We picked it out of, it's an unusual song. Tell me who's singing the song. Anybody guess this song? I'll stand up and chat. Hallelujah. Because I don't think anybody's going to get it. Of course, you'll get your prize. Let's see if anybody's going to get it. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? What do you do? What do you do? Listen to the words of this song. It's a great song.
When the fork is in the road, when the fork is in the road, what do you do? When the world is on your shoulders. When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do? When your back is up against the wall. When your back is up against the wall. What do you do?
Who is singing this great, great song?
It's a tough one,
but who's singing it? 407-894-1680. This is a great song.
Yes, Michael, it's a great song, and it's about what we were talking about.
100% right. I can almost cry listening to this song.
No.
Okay, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Keep the faith.
That's it. Folks, if you would like to hear this song in its entirety, it's a long song, let me know and we'll play the song. Well, maybe next week or week after we play the whole song. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a long song.
If you folks would write to us and let us know or call us, let us know. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to us and we'll put that song on what?
Chris, without giving it away, which I don't think I will because it's difficult, did you notice the city?
Oh, I already know. I know exactly who it is. That's right around.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, he's not too far from right around my neck of the woods I live at.
Okay.
Or where I'm, not where I live at, but where I'm from.
Yeah, I hear you. Right, we know. If you listen to the words of that song, you could sit there and cry. I mean, really, it's an unbelievable song. It's a very deep song. Great. Especially, it's perfect with Reverend Charles Brooks, and we were talking about at the beginning of the show, faith and hope. Oh, it's a great song. Does anybody know it? Anybody know who's singing? 407-894-1680.
This gentleman has been around for quite some time, and he took over a very well-known pastor church after that pastor retired for over almost 50 years. Reverend E was that dude coming up in the area where I grew up at. I don't want to say the city and give it away because I think that'd be too much of a hint to the people. So I'm trying to talk and let everybody know the background of this gentleman that's singing a song and Keep the Faith. And he got other songs that are out too, but this Keep the Faith right here, when it came out, it was hitting on all cylinders, especially during a time frame where a lot of people were going through different hardships. Keep the Faith.
It's a perfect song now.
And it's very fitting, Chris, for now.
Chris, while we're waiting, did you go back to school on campus to teach, or are you doing everything online? How's it going for you?
We're still in that battle. We got those that
want to. Oh, you don't know yet.
Those that want to be in the classroom, those that don't want to be in the classroom. It's a lot going on, And for me in my classroom environment, I need at least seven people or more to do what we do, teaching what I teach in television production. But we're gonna have to limit the people that we have in the studio to get the job done. And I gotta figure out how I gotta make shorter classes to teach, and then give it a 10-minute clean period, then bring the next class in and give it another 10-minute clean period. It's a lot. So I gotta go ante up on a lot of Lysol disinfectant sprays and wipes.
Good luck in finding it.
Yeah, good luck to find it.
We're going to have to call a White House so that could be in a budget.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Priya.
Uh-huh.
In my uneducated mind, is that safe?
That's the question that's upon everybody's mindset right now. Because even though I'm on a collegiate level teaching, I don't know where the students have been in the last 6-7 months. I haven't seen my students since March. Let's go there. I haven't seen them since March, when we officially shut down everything and said, hey, I need you to go home. I need you to take care of your family and be with your family. It's March, April, May, June, July, and we coming up to August, and class is officially supposed to start for us on the 17th of August. So I've talked with some of my students, but I hadn't talked with all of them. So I don't know exactly where they've been, who they've been hanging out with. And I need, when they come back, I just got to explain to them, hey, I got my family I got to go home to.
Not That's saying right.
that you wasn't doing what you did. Let's say you were being safe, but we can't vouch for everybody that we're going to come in contact with. So that's really going to be the difficult part of everything that we got to deal with as instructors.
So you, as an instructor, as a professor, have to have hope that your students did what they were supposed to do.
Correct.
They distanced themselves. They washed their hands. And they wore masks when they were in crowds. So you have to have hope to go back into your classroom.
Right.
And I got a good friend of mine that's going to hope with me, called Lysol.
Lysol is a good friend. Hey, let me know where you find it, Chris. Right. I'll tell you where I found it, but they charge you so much money online.
I know.
Yes, it is. It is very difficult to find that stuff now.
Yep.
So me.
Well, did anybody call in yet for the trivia?
I guess not.
Kind of hard.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All right, so I'll give another hint then.
Okay, good.
This young man took over the pastoral leadership of the one and only Reverend Clay Evans on the south side of Illinois. That's all I'm gonna say. That should give it away right there in a nutshell.
I don't think anybody's gonna get it.
Well, I thought one of the listeners from the WOKB land in Central Florida would know it for sure.
Yeah.
I thought one of the people that are spirituals people would call in.
So that's all I'm going to give out. I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay. Well, we're going to wait one minute.
It's 8:55.
Yeah, one minute.
What time do you have, Chris? I have
game
8:55.
I'm sorry. I get caught up when you say what time is it. I go game time. I got 8:55. Sorry.
Okay.
Give it another minute and a half.
And then we've canceled.
Then we'll give the answer.
I have to do my show.
And Reverend Charles, we've canceled all of our sports for the fall.
Right.
We've canceled all of our contact sports for the fall. So for a lot of people that's trying to get the school systems back open, it's all about, I'm gonna be the first to say it, and I know we don't normally talk about it, but it's about money and politics, and that's the end of.
I agree.
That's the end of that discussion on that.
Well, it is. We're all on the same page.
We're all agreeing.
You know, if you eliminate the money and the politics, then you start caring about the kids and the teachers and everybody else.
Chris has little kids that have
The problem is, when you're above 10 years old, you can become a carrier. Even if you don't get it, you can become a carrier. So all the people that are above 10 years, all the people from 10 to 20 coming home.
But Mike,
and,
it's not just 10-year-olds. That was a case of a 9-year-old. Then I've heard of a case of a 7-year-old who got the virus. So it's not just 9, 10, and 11-year-olds. It's the virus doesn't have an age restriction.
No, you just never know.
It's capable.
They put a number on the number of children in South Florida that were coming up positive for COVID-19 as 1 out of 3.
Wow.
That's 1/3 of the children in South Florida could conceivably have COVID-19.
Wow. Charles, I have to interrupt. You're giving me answers.
Yeah.
You want to give the answer or you want Chris to give the answer?
And Chris, I'll let you give the answer from Chicago.
Goodnight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls of all ages, the gentleman that sang that song right there, Keep the Faith, comes none other than the one and only Charles Jenkins, Fellowship of Chicago.
There you go.
Keep what was faith. Again?
Charles Jenkins.
Charles Jenkins. That's who sang the song. Thank Charles Jenkins from Chicago.
Okay, well, before we say goodnight to Charles and Chris, I'd just like to remind everybody to join us next week, same time, same place. We'll be Zooming it again. And guest co-host Gary Sinclair will be on the other line, calling in from Winter Park, Florida. And Hal Knight, who is a blind gentleman that works at an FM radio station on the west coast of Florida, will be joining us. And then Angel City Sports. There may be a pandemic, but they are hosting the virtual games. And you'll be meeting one of the blind Paralympic athletes that are participating in the virtual game. So next week, another busy, busy show.
Charles, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was a pleasure having you, Charles.
It absolutely was.
I just want to say goodbye, everyone.
And you too, Dawn. What?
It's wonderful talking with you. Let's get together sometime.
Well, hopefully we can. So
hopefully soon.
We'll see what happens. But it was wonderful having you on the air with us. And
we'll have to have him back.
Yeah.
Got to have Reverend Charles Brooks back.
And Dawn.
And Dawn, yes.
Got to. Okay. Got to.
Thank you very much for having us and inviting us on.
Well, you'll come back. Hopefully you'll come back soon.
Stay safe. Stay well.
Thank you, too.
Okay, Chris?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Have a great, wonderful, and fabulous good evening.
Everybody be well and wear your mask.
And folks, stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Don't go away. Stay right there. We come back in 1 week.
And don't forget to wear your mask.
And don't forget, in this week, don't forget to wear your mask. And if you can, wear plastic gloves. That's what I wear, my plastic gloves and mask. Lately, I've been wearing 2 masks and gloves.
I'm wrapping my daughter up in a bubble if she got to go to school.
You're not kidding. It isn't even funny.
Right.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
The movie, The Little Giants.
God bless you.
Good night. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.